Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here. Ever feel like your phone has more control over you than you have over it? Like you're constantly scrolling, checking notifications, and getting sucked into that digital vortex? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can reclaim our time, attention, and sanity. This isn't about demonizing technology or social media. They've got their place. It's about finding a healthy balance, a stoic approach if you will. Think of it like this. Technology is a tool, a powerful one, but it's still just a tool. We get to decide how we use it, not the other way around. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you develop a healthier relationship with technology and social media. First up, mindful consumption. Before you even open that app, ask yourself, what am I hoping to get out of this? Are you genuinely looking for information, connection, or entertainment? Or are you just scrolling mindlessly out of habit or boredom? By being intentional about our usage, we can avoid those endless rabbit holes and make each interaction more meaningful. Next, set boundaries. This is huge. Think of it like scheduling a gym workout. You wouldn't skip your workout every day because you felt like it, right? The same goes for your phone time. Designate specific times for checking social media, emails, or news feeds. Put those apps away during meals, conversations, and when you need to focus on other things. Remember, a life offline is still a pretty awesome life. Third, embrace the do not disturb mode. Seriously, this is your best friend. When you need to concentrate, be present with loved ones, or simply escape the digital noise, silence those notifications. It's like hitting the mute button on distractions and giving your brain the space it needs to recharge. 4, curate your feed. The content you consume shapes your reality, even in small ways. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy, spread negativity, or just don't serve you anymore. Seek out inspiring, educational, or humorous content that lifts you up and makes you think. Remember, you have the power to choose what enters your mind. Finally, remember your offline life. It's easy to get lost in the digital world, but remember there's a whole universe outside of your screen. Go for walks, read a book, spend time with friends and family, pursue hobbies, anything that helps you disconnect and reconnect with the real world. You know that feeling when you put down your phone and suddenly feel lighter, more relaxed, more present? That's the power of conscious tech use. Imagine if we all made small, intentional changes to our relationship with technology. Think about the positive ripple effect. It could lead to less stress, more meaningful connections, and a greater sense of well-being. Okay, here's a quick real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with friends. You know that feeling when everyone's laughing, sharing stories, but you're constantly checking your phone? You're missing out on those precious moments of genuine connection. It's like being present in body but not in mind. Now imagine putting your phone away, truly listening to your friend, and enjoying the conversation without distraction. That's a healthier relationship with technology, one that allows us to be fully present in the moment and savor the richness of real life experiences. So, let's recap. Mindful consumption, boundaries, do not disturb mode, curating your feed, and remembering your offline life. These are the key takeaways that can help you build a healthy relationship with technology. Remember, this isn't about becoming a digital hermit, it's about using technology intentionally and finding balance. It's about reclaiming our time, attention, and ultimately, our lives. Ready to level up your tech game? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. I want to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep striving for the stoic state of mind, it's worth it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.